Hello.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What happened with the?
He's fucking. Swear to God, I am. I just got off the phone with Tamika, and she's like, she is another one.
Who?
Willie's granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Yeah.
Oh. My God, you know, she called, I didn't get any messages until Monday, obviously. I wasn't working over the weekend, and I didn't get in until 12 o'clock yesterday.
They think that we're a 24-hour agency, that's why.
Yeah, and I'm like, I didn't get any messages until today, until this was yesterday. And she's like, well, what would have happened if Kim wasn't still in the house? I said, well, I'm very grateful that Kim was there. I said, but, you know, it's out of my hands. He threw a tantrum and left because the 6 o'clock, the evening caregiver never showed up, which is a whole other issue. I've restaffed the whole case, but now I have a woman going in, and how big is Mr. McLean?
The problem is it's not a hard case at all, and it's not really no lifting because he can stand on his leg on his own. It's just getting his depends up and, you know, just wiping him down.
Yeah.
But all the rest of the stuff is a pretty easy case.
Right? Like, I don't know. So I was able to restaff it because I didn't speak to her, mind you, until 5 o'clock last night. She called me flipping out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stayed and I staffed the case, but the caregiver wasn't able to get there until 11 today. I don't even know if she's there now. But and so I had called Tamika back, and I left a message, and I texted her. She didn't get back to me, so I called Kim, and I asked Kim. I said, Kim, I have somebody.
Wait, no. You got to take
Because she
off.
Had told me
we
that
can't.
Kim was with him that whole time.
He was, but he can't work no more. He's the
no. Right, I know, I know. So, but I thought I was doing the right thing by offering to pay him for the time that he was there. I didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
And she had mentioned that Kim was there, and she was grateful that Kim was there. I said, so let me do the right thing and get him paid for the time he was there.
Kim is just informal support, fortunately.
That's fine. Yeah. Now I know that.
Yeah.
I get that. So I said, that's not a big deal. He just doesn't send in the timesheet, you know, whatever.
Did you ask the guy, Deontay Whitley, that did Wednesday? He didn't want any hours?
They don't want Deontay. Deontay worked with him, and he's too small.
Got you.
So I don't know what to do with this case because I have someone going over there today. Who is it? Anastasia.
Yeah.
And she worked with Ms. Smith, and they didn't like her. I need someone that's going to show up.
You know, this is going to turn into a 24-hour case.
It's going to eventually, yeah.
Yeah, because they already got an assessment in place and
I know.
Unfortunately, I think that they're going to wind up transferring some of these hours.
Great, because I can't tell you how many times I've had to emergency staff this case for Kim even, you know? It's like, I'm doing the best I can here, but, like, don't tell me, thankfully Kim was there, blah, blah, blah. And then when I can't reach you and I call him to make sure that somebody's going to be with Mr. McLean tomorrow morning, you know, and then call me yelling at me, telling me that, you know, I'm like, well, you didn't respond to me.
Right.
I needed to make sure that someone was going to be with the patient because he is in need of a caregiver,
obviously, you know.
So, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. But I have Anastasia going over there, and I have a new caregiver working the weekends, too, because the other one didn't show up since the evenings. I mean, he was there from all day Friday, from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Right.
That was his
shift,
and then he was supposed to work the evening, 6 to 9, Saturday and Sunday. But James, you know, he's another one, Mr. Hines, because because he gave us the wrong direct deposit information on another case he was at, he refused to go to work for a full week until we straightened out his pay. Like, he's taking out his anger on us, on the patient, and that's not right. I said, I'm not staffing him anymore because I can't, I mean, it was out of my hands. It wasn't my fault. It's not like I didn't staff it. And he's like texting me, I told you that I couldn't work past 6 p.m., blah, blah, blah. And I texted him as soon as I came in. I said, I apologize. I had it staffed. I don't know what happened. I find this as unacceptable as you do. And then I come to find out he didn't show up Sunday, Monday. And it's like, what a jerk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, I mean, I just can't deal with people. Mm-hmm. It's just very frustrating. Like,
I know.
I understand I needed to call her, and I did try to call her. It was 6 o'clock. I needed to leave. Judah's, like, mad at me because I'm working so much overtime.
Well, I mean, where can you go? I mean,
I'm just so annoyed with everything.
Yeah,
but I have, I'm onboarding a couple of more caregivers for him in case this one doesn't work out. So I have.
Well, somebody is available that came off the Torres case. So Robin has.
Is it a male?
It's ladies.
No, yeah. They're not going to, they don't want, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I have it staffed with women, and hopefully they'll be able to do the job at hand, but let's see what I can do. But, I mean, my two main male caregivers now are Jude Marks and Deontay Woodley, and they're both small. Jude Marks is only 5'2",
yeah.
You
Nova.
Know?
Nova, do you got a male caregiver open? No.
All right. So that's where we're at, and you know, I didn't really do anything wrong for her to be like that crazy
right.
about
it's
it.
It's frustrating. That's all.
I mean, I spoke to her at 5 o'clock. It was staffed by 6. So I mean, I'm doing.
You can only do the best you can.
Yeah. But what is going on with our after hours? Like, who gets these? Because I never get any.
Well, this cross reconfirmed with Yona because I don't know what the heck. Because I'm getting
yeah,
the same thing
of
people
calling. I'm getting
them
a lot of
issues.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So just call him and find out what is the plan with that because it's getting to be too much.
Someone's got, someone has to be on call or at least, you know, be able to call the right, get the information to the right person at that time, you know, and not wait. We shouldn't have to wait until Monday to find out issues from Friday on.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right, go Woosah.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.